Welcome to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Dr. Meg Meeker, and your host is psychologist and best-selling author Dr. James Dobson. Today we're going to return to a conversation we had with Mrs. Ellie Kay and Mrs. Dana Dimitri on the topic of their book, Lean Body, Fat Wallet. Discover the powerful connection to help you lose weight, dump debt, and save money. I love that title. Yesterday, we talked in detail about the struggles they faced, ranging from eating disorders and eating addictions to financial difficulties, and ultimately how the Lord helped both Ellie and Dana harness those bad habits and get them under control. So in a moment, we're going to hear from our guests on how they were able to defeat the lies they believed for so long and about the hope they're bringing to so many others who are struggling with the same issues. But first, let me introduce our guests. Ellie Kay is known as America's family financial expert, and she is a best-selling author. Ellie has been married to Bob for over 24 years, and together they have 7 children. And Dana Dimitri is the founder and president of Women of Purpose, which is an outreach ministry that helps reach unsaved women with the gospel. She's also an author and a speaker, and she is married to Lou, and they have 2 grown daughters and a high school age son.
So, Dana and Ellie, thank you for coming back. I really enjoyed the program last time because each of you were talking about your own journeys and some of the struggles that you've had. And Ellie, in your case, it had to do with being in a financial hole that was not of your making. You've said rather bluntly that your husband was the spender, and so we've talked about that. And of course, Dana, you were talking about your eating disorder and feeling fat when you weren't, and actually becoming bulimic, and not anorexic, but bulimic, which is a pretty serious medical problem.
Very serious, yeah, very serious. I mean, there's a lot of damage that you can do to your heart, to your liver, your organs. It's a life-threatening disorder.
And no one can tell you otherwise. Right. No one can say you're not fat. And a 16-year-old feels fat, and she's going to do what she wants to do. It's usually a girl, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, much more common in girls. One of the themes that I've seen common between the two of you talking about overspending and overeating is this sense that, you know, our culture kind of drives it in a way, doesn't it? And I don't want to say it's all the culture's fault, but we learned that the good life involves having a lot of stuff and being beautiful. And in a way, we're taught we need these things. We need to have the nicer home. We need the pool in the backyard, the third car, the second car. And we need to have a beautiful body. And that is an enormous lie. So I'd like to go and talk about some answers. So Dana, you came out of the bondage of eating disorder. Can you tell us when you came out and what was the first step in your recovery?
I would say that, of course, coming to find the Lord was the most important step because the source of my lies really centered on having identity in the world and not in Christ. But I learned a principle, and these are the principles really we teach in the books, about change that is very biblical, and that is that we are what we think. In Romans 12:2, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And I remember as a brand new believer thinking, that sounds great. That's what I want. How do you do that?
How do you do it?
How is the million-dollar question? And that's the answer Ellie and I want to give to people struggling in these very real areas of life. And what I realized is we do it by changing our thinking, by changing our habits, but we have to change them based on truth. And so my first aha moment was I can be changed by replacing my lies with truth. And we talked about that in the last program, that first habit Ellie and I focus on, you are what you think. It's basically cognitive therapy to some degree, but it's how God designed our brains. That which we focus on most is what leads our dominant thoughts and in turn influences our emotions and our behavior. So we want to get to the root of that.
And I think sometimes with both overspending and overeating, it isn't just a matter of I'm thinking my way into this, but there's a real emotional bondage too, and that is I feel that I have to do this. And I think that in order to break free, there must have been a point when you faced yourself and said, I feel inadequate. I feel I need to do this, and that is wrong, right?
Yes, but most people know, we even know what to do to change, we just don't know how to do it. And mm-hmm. I think the part was I really didn't realize how all the feelings were a result of the thinking. Our emotions are simply responders. And as we're seeing with emotional eating and emotional spending, we're as a society, even more today than back in the days when I was struggling, as a society, it's all about, I got to do what feels right now, that immediate gratification. What Ellie and I are trying to do is help people realize you don't have to be controlled by that. Your feelings are responders to your thoughts. Therefore, change your thinking and your feelings will follow and your behavior will follow.
You know, there are just terrible role models out there in Hollywood and the entertainment industry. I mean, what Miley Cyrus did recently was more than just a sexual performance. It had an impact. It reverberated around the world, but especially here in this country, where young girls say, is that the way you're supposed to act and the way you're supposed to think? And countering that, and there have been a lot before that, Paris Hilton and all of them that have, Madonna and others. But I think it's worse now than ever, yeah. Don't you?
It is. I mean, we are so impacted by what's on TV and what's in media.
Definitely. And I think that impact is also driving how we're spending our money and how we feel like our children these days, in order to be accepted among their peers, have to have a smartphone. I mean, they're just absolutely deprived unless they have the newest smartphone. And then with that, though, they have access to all kinds of other temptations, to other ways to overspend and to partake of the culture. So one of the things that we've tried to do in our work together, Dana and I have tried to help people develop new habits that are counterculture. We want you to be free from what the culture says is satisfying and has value. We want you to find satisfaction in living below your means. We want you to find satisfaction in accepting and celebrating the body that God gave you, the resources that He gave you, so that we can forge a different path, a path that is a role model for generations to come, and one that drives them back to our Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ellie, we have explained that you have 7 children, and how in the world did you get them to accept the fact that everybody else, it seems like, has the things they want? And the rest of the culture is going in one direction. I call it the river of culture. It carries you downstream whether you want to go or not. And in order to oppose it, you got to throw your shoulder to the current and say, I'm not going to be like everybody else. Well, as adults, that's easier done than it is when you're 13, 14, 15. And you feel like you're deprived. Did you have difficulty getting that across to your children?
Well, if my children listen right now, Dr. Dobson, they're going to say, yeah, she said that. That's what she always said. Because what I always said was, the K's are not like everybody else. The Lord has called us to a spirit of excellence. We are not average. And so getting average grades, doing what all your other friends do, it's not what we're called to do. We're called to be above average. We're called to be people of excellence. And so we've told our children, someone has got to be the leader in this next generation and lead your generation to faith. Why not you? And in doing that, then there's this great association with not doing what the culture says you have to do. So the underage drinking, the temptations to smoke the wrong things, and the temptations to have sex outside of marriage, all of the things that the culture is telling our children, my children, that that's what they need to do. We tell them that it is okay to be different because God has called us to a spirit of excellence and He honors those who honor Him.
All right, let me role play with you, okay?
All right.
Mom, you just don't get it. I have been invited by the quarterback of the football team to the prom. I've got to have a new dress. I can't even get into the dress that I wore before. And it's going to cost money. And you've got to do this for me. I can't stand it if you don't. Have you ever heard that conversation?
Yes, I have. Well, Bethany, let me tell you, I'm really glad that you got invited to the prom, and that's a wonderful thing. We do have a budget, and we have to stay on our budget. And you know our philosophy, daughter. You know that if we don't make money, we don't spend money. So here's your budget. And if you want to do extra work to try to earn more money towards that prom dress, if you want to go over budget, that's up to you. But this is what we're spending on the dress. And if you want to spend any more than that, if you want to get a designer, then you're going to pay the difference in that.
Mm-hmm. Tough stuff. I love it. I love it. And I will say that you also have three young adult children, not just one, who went to military academy. So
are they there now?
They're there now. So yeah. You really know what you're talking about, that teaching our kids discipline, which is what you're talking about, and self-control works.
It absolutely works. And I have to just say this right now that we're on the air, and that is we raised our children with the book Dare to Discipline. We raised our children.
I get the credit.
Yes, you do, Dr. Dobson. You get the credit for that. And we raised them to believe that they can be different. And we knew that we had to make those hard calls and we had to be consistent. And that is what made the difference in our children. And I want to just thank you for that, Dr. Dobson.
That's very kind. You know where those ideas came from.
Absolutely. Yeah. We give God the glory for that.
Okay, Dan, I wanted to role play.
Oh, role play. Okay.
Yeah. Mom, I'm 14 years old. I've got acne on my face. The boys don't even look at me. And I'm starting to gain weight. And you don't understand. Life is terrible for me. And I just cannot afford to put on any more weight. And you can tell me not to diet, but I look in the mirror and I don't like what I see. Mm. The most powerful word in the English language, I think, is the word ugly. Mm. I'm ugly. The boys think I'm ugly. The girls do too. I know. I can see what they think. What conversation do you have
with them? Wow. Well, first of all, I'm so grateful, my beautiful daughter, that you're coming to me and talking to me, because I think that's the most important thing of all. And I know how you feel right now looking in the mirror, and it's hard. And it really is the reality of how perfect you are in Christ that I want you to know. And I know the words of your friends are very, very hurtful. But the truth is that your beauty will shine whether you have the most beautiful complexion and the most beautiful body or not.
What would you have done with that advice when you were 14?
I would have said, that's not enough. I would have said, that's not enough. But what I would go on to say is, there's nothing wrong with taking good care of ourselves. There's nothing wrong with putting on a little makeup or, you know, putting on pretty clothes. There's nothing wrong with taking good care of our bodies, but it's to the extent that you let other people tell you what you look like. Mm-hmm. And my daughters now, as adults, know what I've said to them is true, that we cannot let other people define us. And I feel that so often young girls, they just want to be told they're beautiful, and they'll pay any price for it. Yeah. And we need to remind them that they are beautiful, but that their concerns are real because we live in a physical world. Mm-hmm. So I have a life motto I've shared with my daughters over the years, and it's do the right things for the right reasons and trust God with the results. So what I would say to my daughter struggling with, I'm not pretty enough, I'm too fat, is let's look at what a healthy lifestyle is. This is what healthy eating is. This is what healthy exercise is. And let's do those right things for the right reason. The right reason is to take good care of your body so that you do have healthy skin as much as you can control, so that you have a reasonably lean body because you're getting enough exercise and you're active. But let's trust God with the results. Whether you're a size 2 or a size 12, if you do the right things consistently for the right reasons, to honor God, to have a healthy body, and then just trust Him with the results versus feeling this need to be like everybody on the magazine covers that are airbrushed, which is not real anyway. And so we just have to keep reminding them, not giving our kids false praise, because that rings very, very empty.
That's
tough,
good,
though.
That's good
tough
advice. Mm-hmm. It may not sink in, may not be accepted when you're 14, because nothing works when you're 14.
Well,
one of the things that I have said in my own family and in my own life is that, first of all, I understand exactly what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. It's very real.
That's right.
And it keeps you awake at night. And I know because I've only had two tough years in my whole life, my 13th and 14th years. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to go through them again because it was really difficult. But I'll say to you what I wish somebody had said to me. Today is not forever. Mm-hmm. This is going to change. It's going to get better.
That's
Your
true.
Body is changing every day. Mm-hmm. You're going to be okay. And I do understand, and let's work together to fix what we can fix, but don't get too discouraged because God loves you. You understand that.
You know, our feelings about ourselves, what you're saying, come from, and particularly for kids, our perceptions of what others feel about us. And so if mom and dad feel that we're ugly or fat, that's the way we're going to feel. If our friends think we're ugly or fat, that's where we're going to. So it really comes back to our feelings, and the feelings of a 14-year-old really come back to the thoughts that circulate in our heads. So as a pediatrician, I'd like a shout out, particularly to dads. You know, give your kids a lot of attention and continue to feed them truth. Tell them where their real beauty comes from. But Dana, let's go back to changing that thought process, because this is what you talk about in the book, is replacing ugly thoughts. I'm not enough. I can never stop spending so much. I need to buy these things. Changing those ugly thoughts to positive ones. And you have the habits, and you talked about you are what you think habit. The second one is the 3D habit. Can you talk to us about that one?
Yes, the 3D habit is basically a strategy for overcoming temptation, and it's based on three action steps you can take. The first is determine, the second is distract, and the third is delay. And the determine.
The fourth is depressed.
Yeah. And in both health arena and the wealth arena, the determine is a mindful decision to remind yourself what you really want. You're determining, I really want to have a leaner, healthier body, not a, you know, supermodel body, just a leaner, healthy body. In the financial area, the determine would be?
You determine that you want to live within your means, that you want to start tithing if you haven't done that, that you want to be able to take a vacation and not have to go into debt for that. So those are some of the things that you can kind of start to determine for your finances.
Clear goals.
Yeah. So you're reminding yourself of what's important, not just this moment, but, oh, I'm going to determine. I'm going out to dinner before I go. I'm reminding myself the determination to do this. I'm going shopping, same thing. The second in the whole delay, I love this one. I think it's great for spending and for eating, to say, I don't have to do this right now. I can practice just a little bit of determined self-discipline, and I'm going to delay eating this cookie for 10 minutes or an hour, or I'm going to wait and see. I can have it later if I want.
Or you're going to delay making a purchase. I mean, that's one of the things that 20 years ago, I remember hearing Larry Burkett talked about that. Mm-hmm. And he said that one of the ways.
That was on my program too,
Yes, it was, when I was listening to your program. And he was talking about just delaying that purchase for a day or two and then go back. And if the item is still there, then you can purchase it. But it's an amazing tactic, and it's highly effective.
And so often when we delay like that, later we don't care as much. It's like that immediate need of the moment is gone.
Mm-hmm. Ellie, your third lean body fat wallet habit that you write about in this book is the in and out habit. Now, that doesn't refer to a hamburger.
Really, anyone who's been to California knows that those are great hamburgers. You know, we like to call this the counting the cost habit. And this is one of those things where you learn the power of a reality check. And in that reality check, you realize that you can make wiser, informed decisions because of that. So what does that mean for your finances? It means that you order your credit reports and you find out at annualcreditreport.com, you get your free credit reports and you find out what your consumer debt really looks like. You may think, oh, I only have about $5,000 in credit card debt, but then you get all of those reports back, and you realize that when you start adding in the furniture and the refrigerator and all of these other expenses, you have a lot more than what you thought you did. And of course, I love Dana's reality check that she has people do either before the holidays or before the summertime.
Oh, yes. Well, this one you may not like, but you know, so often before holidays, people...
Let me guess. You get on the scale?
No, that's the easy one. You certainly could get on the scale. Put on your bathing suit and get in front of a full-length mirror because it's a reminder.
Ouch!
Do
no.
I really want to add a little extra padding?
And that will destroy your self-esteem.
No.
If you had any, it will be
no, it's well, truth is truth. You know, I always tell people it's just... choosing. And this is, again, not about having the perfect body. It's about, do I need to carry any excess weight?
Yes,
I
do.
Yeah.
So the in refers to how much I'm taking in income and in food, and the out is how much am I spending out, and then how much am I spending. And your fourth one is the sustainable lifestyle habit. What is that?
The sustainable lifestyle habit is those things that we can do on a regular basis to be able to stay fiscally and physically fit. These are involve several different steps. For example, deciding what you want and deciding where you're going to start on a real practical level, deciding what distracts us from that sustainable lifestyle of good health and wealth, and then deciding also how to overcome the specific obstacles that come along our way. And also, the final thing is celebrating when we're on track and when we're doing the right things.
Mm-hmm. The thing about the sustainable lifestyle habit that we believe is so important is it needs to be little things that you can do most days for the rest of your life and still enjoy your life. It may not be indulgent, but it's good and I can sustain this. And I think that's the difference between a program and a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I assume you don't approve of the donut diet. Is that right?
Do not eat donuts.
Do not.
I actually legalize all food. I believe people can have a reasonable amount of fun food in their diets if they're predominantly eating to nourish their bodies. There's a little bit of room for fun for most people. But we kind of do the opposite.
Mm-hmm. The title of the book is Lean Body, Fat Wallet. It is available in bookstores and the usual places. And the subtitle says, Discover the Powerful Connection to Help You Lose Weight, Dump Debt, and Save Money.
Well, Dr. Dobson, this has just been a terrific series of two shows with our guests Ellie Kay and Dana Dimitri, who've written Lean Body, Fat Wallet. I thank you both. I think you've enlightened us and helped us to realize that, you know, sometimes when we feel really out of control, we're going to overspend or we're going to overeat, that we really don't have to live that way, do we? That's right. We really can, with Christ's help, be free from debt and overeating or starving.
There's a lot of information in this book that we couldn't get to. I mean, two programs like this go by in a flash, particularly by the time we get started and wrap it up. The book deals with a lot more than you talked about today. And you'll probably get on the plane and go home and say, why didn't he ask me about this? Or why didn't they discuss it? So the book is available and addresses those two important arenas. Thank you, ladies. You're very articulate. You've been there and done that. And it's sort of like Titus 2 with the women who are a little more mature. I won't say older. I don't know. You both laughed and you didn't make any sound.
Now.
That made me look bad. But anyway, that's what you're doing. You're talking back primarily to those that are a little younger, aren't you?
Yes,
and starting in the teen years and coming on up from there, and marriage included. Well, blessings to you guys. I appreciate you being here, and we'll do it again.
Thank you so much. Pleasure being here.
Again, the title of the book is Lean Body, Fat Wallet. Discover the powerful connection to help you lose weight, dump debt, and save money by Ellie Kay and Dana Dimitri. It's useful, filled with nuts and bolts that you can really use to help turn a corner in your own life. So make sure to look for the book on our website at drjamesdobson.org. If you're struggling with the issues we discussed today and you need to talk with somebody, please give us a call. We'd love to refer you to a counselor in your area. Remember, our number is 877-732-6825, or you can go to our website and find that information at drjamesdobson.org. And please remember that we are completely listener-supported and we covet your prayers and financial support. Would you consider giving us a donation by calling 877-732-6825 or go online and visit us at drjamesdobson.org, or you can go to our Family Talk Facebook page and give a donation there. Thanks for spending your day with us, and we hope you'll join us next time for another great edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not affiliated with Focus on the Family.
To say thanks for your renewal gift today, we'll send you my dad's newest novel, Childless. And for a gift of $50 or more, we'll also send you Ron DeCiani's A Year of the Bible in Art Calendar, featuring biblical paintings that will inspire you each month. So request Childless and A Year of the Bible in Art when you renew your support to Stand with Families today. Just go online to drjamesdobson.org. That's drjamesdobson.org.